All this week, we're looking at water management and the Netherlands. It's a coastal nation, and it faces similar threats as Louisiana: rising seas, stronger storms, and a sinking coast. As a result, the Dutch have built giant flood walls and levees to protect them from the North Sea, just like officials continue to do here in Louisiana. But climate change is bringing new threats, and the Dutch are trying some unusual approaches. They're rebuilding land with the power of nature, using some tools that we could use here in Louisiana. Reporter Tegan Wendland brought back this story.
It's a freezing cold gray day on the Dutch coast. It's lightly raining and the waves of the North Sea are crashing on the shore. I can't feel my fingers. A perfect day for kite surfing.
Man, you're hardcore.
Oh, man.
The wind is strong, and Sander Hekema flies 20 feet up in the air before his buddy helps him grab the giant kite and drag it to the shore. They're both barefoot and red-faced.
Yeah, it feels like freedom.
This little lagoon on a sandy stretch of beach in South Holland is a kite surfing destination. Thing is, it's washing away. And it's supposed to. The whole beach was built by engineers with the Rijkswaterstaat, the Dutch equivalent of the Army Corps of Engineers. About a decade ago, workers used big machinery to dredge and pump about 570 million square feet of sand from the bottom of the North Sea and dump it here. That's enough to fill the Superdome six times. It's called the sand motor.
Well, a lot of people claim to say that they had the idea of the sand motor.
Carola van Geldermas admits it wasn't her idea, but now she's the boss. The idea is that the natural current from the sea will wash the sand away and redistribute it along miles of beach in both directions, rebuilding them. So far, it's working.
Every time you put sand on the beach or in the shore face, it will help to keep up with sea level rise. It will help our coastal foundation. It will help protection of the Netherlands.
Just like in Louisiana, the Dutch coast is the first line of defense against sea level rise and storms, and it's eroding. Every 5 years, they dredge sand from the North Sea to dump on the coast, which costs a lot of money. So the idea with the sand motor is to let nature do the work. It's called building with nature. It cost about $53 million and will be spread over 13 miles of beach over the next 40 years. We're doing some of this in Louisiana, like rebuilding our barrier islands, but it can cost up to four times as much and doesn't harness natural forces like waves. State officials say they plan to do more of this, but couldn't give any concrete examples. Dale Morris is with the Water Institute of the Gulf and used to work for the Dutch embassy. Right after Hurricane Katrina, he took a group of Louisiana officials to the Netherlands for inspiration in planning what's now the city's hurricane risk reduction system.
Dutch people don't live there unless they have intervened in the natural functions of the landscape.
He's right. They literally built at least 20% of the country over the past 400 years, like they took it from the North Sea. They have a saying, God created the world, but the Dutch created the Netherlands. And that's required a lot of experimentation.
So they don't mind making mistakes with projects like this. Of course, they don't want to plan to make them, but they're more willing to undertake this experiment, this project, and see what they can learn from it.
Experimentation is part of the culture of the Netherlands. An example of that is in the little coastal town of Katwijk, about 20 miles north of the sand motor. It used to flood a lot. Big waves would roll in from the North Sea, filling the downtown. It's usually pretty quiet, except in the summer when lots of tourists visit. A few years ago, the government came here and said, hey, here's $70 million to help protect the city. You figure out how. Johan Remmeen is with the Regional Water Control Board.
So normally, a government makes a plan and a big design, and it's the best plan. And we say, wow, this is the best plan, and you should be very glad we do this for you. But here, it was the other way around.
There were a bunch of meetings where designers made everyone play a colorful board game that represented pieces of the town, and they came up with a plan, something modest, to both protect the people and create more parking during the touristy times, a sand dune parking garage. And then they built it. Today, Bas and Ina Balin are out for an afternoon stroll along the new dune.
Hello.
They've lived here all of their lives and watched as the beach got torn up and rebuilt.
Yeah, in the beginning we thought, what could it be? But when it was ready, it's fantastic. Yeah. Yes, it's cars, very nice. The cars below.
Yeah. Yes. Very happy.
Very satisfied.
It is a little unbelievable. Underneath our feet is a 660-space parking lot that's designed to flood. It hasn't yet. Engineers built the dune up so it stands about 24 feet above sea level. It looks like a normal sand duney beach, except for two mounds on each side that people drive into.
They say once in 100 years there is a very big storm and then Katwijk will float away. Yeah. So this is better.
Yeah. So you feel safer now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The townspeople thought the planning process was a little weird, but overall, Remain, the local official, thinks everyone's happy with the results. And time will tell how well it works.
It was not a linear process, but in the end, everybody was positive.
You can tell he's right by the way people enjoy the beach on this cool November evening. A little girl rides past on a pony, a man throws a frisbee for his dog, and two older ladies carry their shopping bags through a futuristic door and disappear into the sand dune down to their car. In Katwijk, the Netherlands, I'm Tegan Wendland.